Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time. How do, friends? Welcome to the White Trash Revival. This is episode 46, and I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. I opened up the show with Looking for a Mountain from Hank 3 off of the album Rebel Within. That's right. The CD came out today. So when you guys are hearing this episode, it's going to be a week behind. So, you know. Anyways, this is last record with Curb. And all I can say about that is, Free at last. Thank God Almighty Hank is free at last. Mike Curb, you can kiss our hellbilly ass. Yeah. Alrighty. So how's everybody doing? Good, I hope. Before we jump in the show, I want one of you listeners to introduce my show like Reed Wilson did. You know, introduce the show. It's the White Trash Revival. Say who you are, and you're listening to Donnie fucking Cash, blah, blah, blah. Get creative. And the number to call and leave that message on is 206-339-8419. Leave a message, and you will introduce my show. Yes, you will. Well, let's jump in this first set, motherfuckers.
Here's Johnny!
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head up on my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you'll love me one more time. For the good times. I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head up on my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you'll love me one more time. For the good times.
Hell yeah. I'm still stoked about Hank 3's new CD. I've listened to it 3 times and it is fucking killer. Not as good as Straight to Hell, but it's better than Damn Right Rebel Proud. Although, you know, it's still, Damn Right Rebel Proud is still a good album. This one is pretty fucking good. For his last CD, it's fucking killer. Alright, starting off this set was a little Shotgun Gambling with Low Life Rock and Roll. Following that was My Uncle, Johnny Cash, with For the Good Times. It's a great song. Even when Al Green sings it, still great. And ending the set was the Brass Knuckle Band with Wild Wild Women. Well, if you folks have been following me on Facebook and listening to the past couple episodes, you know that I'm on this big high-gravity lager kick. You know, a little Steel Reserve, a little Hurricane. You know, it's all about getting more bang for the buck. And with anywhere from 8 to 9% alcohol in a 24-ounce can, you can't go wrong with that shit, can you? Or can you not? Sipping a little Hurricane tonight. I've already had my 24 Steel Reserve when I was out doing work around the house, you know, trying to put up a new privacy fence, staining in a deck, putting up new rails for the deck, all kinds of shit. But do you think it'll get me laid from the missus? I doubt it. I doubt it. Yesterday I had to smoke my wiener to some fucking porn, and now I got a pretty fierce friction burn on my cock, and it hurts. It really hurts. And I know you compassionate folks feel sorry for me, but that's just the way it goes.
It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Road. I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul, and keep the chilly winds off my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey, but my hungry needed beans. But I guess it'd been a month of paydays since I heard that eagle scream. So with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I left my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you could have called it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling, sawdust on the floor, and friendly shadows. I saw that there was just one old man sitting at the bar. And in the mirror I could see him checking me and my guitar. He said, "Come up here, boy. Show us what you are." I said, "I'm dry." He bought me a beer. He nodded at my guitar and said, "It's a tough life, ain't it?" I just looked at him. He said, "You ain't making any money, are you?" And I said, "You've been reading my mail." He just smiled and said, "Let me see that guitar. I got something you ought to hear." And then he laid it on. If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's gonna hear? And if you should die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, who do you think's gonna care? There are lots of other singers in a world turned deaf and blind who were crucified for what they tried to show. Now their voices have been scattered by the swirling winds of time, and the truth remains that no one wants to know. Well, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before. Back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door. No one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor. And lonesome,
is more than a state of mind. You see, the devil haunts a hungry man. And if you don't want to join him, then he's got to figure out some way to beat him. I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I did drink his beer for nothing. And then I stole his song.
You can still hear me singing to the people who don't listen to the things that I'm saying, praying someone's gonna hear. And I guess I'll die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, hoping someone's gonna care. I was born to be a singer, and I'm bound to die the same, but I've got to feed this hunger in my soul. If I never have a nickel, I won't die ashamed, 'cause I do believe that someone wants to know.
Oh my God, was that Waylon Jennings? It sure did sound like it.
I've always been kind of a loner. I avoided other people like they were zombies even before they were zombies. Now that they are all zombies, I kind of miss people.
If I were all alone, would you ring my phone and brighten up my day? If you knew I was down, would you come around and drive my blues away? If I were put away behind some prison wall, would you hear my voice? Would you hear my call? And would you come to me and try to set me free if I needed you? If you knew that I was losing my mind, my soul, would you come back to me again and help me gain control? I wrote this song for you. It's the only way I do ask you if you'd be there if I needed you.
Yes, I sure am feeling this delightful high gravity lager. Yeah. So delicious. Alright, starting off this set was little Bo Porter with Are You Lonely, Little Girl. Following him was Whiskey Throttle with the song Rocket. And ending this set was Freddie Powers with If I Needed You. Now, I found Freddie Powers on Reverb Nation, and I think he's got kind of a Willie Nelson sound, and I do dig it. Any of you folks go to savingcountrymusic.com? You saw a little blog that Trigger Man wrote about my interview with Leroy Virgil. That was awesome. Thank you, Trigger. I appreciate it. Well, as I told you before the last set, I am into this big high gravity lager kick. My wife doesn't like for me to drink, so I pretty much sneak it here and there. I'll put my beer in a nice tall cup, and I'll drink, and then my 6-year-old daughter will say, "What are you drinking, Daddy?" And I'll inform her that it's apple juice. And then she leaves it at that. Well, the other day, me and her got in a little debate. I was teasing her. And she went to tell on me. She said, "Mom, Daddy drinks beer and he says it's apple juice."
That is a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's snitching me out like that. Fuck. I have no one on my side, folks.
Well, there's a hole in my chest about the size of a 45 slug. I'm guessing that it's over since you're standing there holding the gun. If I might have had a second, I might have apologized. But now I'm laid out on the floor and staring up into your bench. Well, as a late here giant, the final song is right in itself. It's the best I've ever written, and I can't help but laugh to myself. But luckily for you, I'm writing this all down in my blood.
Tell me what the hell's going on.
Mrs. Peters, in a half an hour, there's going to be a full-on nuclear attack. The missiles are on their way now. L.A. is going to be a desert again very soon.
not ready. What'd I tell you? I said put something nice on. You look like a busted Daytona stripper in that shit.
Fuck you. This is my evening wear.
Listen, I don't want no pussy getting wet dresses for this cookout. This needs to be a normal evening outfit that regular people would wear. I'm walking to a fucking hornet's nest, all right? Now be my companion. I need you to make me help them be jealous of me. Now, I know you're not a natural beauty, but I think with the right clothes, the right look, you can be very striking.
Yeah? And what the fuck do you know?
Oh, what do I know? I know that one of us had their own personal stylist, and one of us shoplifts their shit from Fashion Bug. That's what I know. Now, what else you got?
Oh, Christ almighty. Okay, this you're gonna like. We got this.
Honey, I love you. I think you're a terrific girl, but you have clothes like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
my goodness, this buzz off this high-gravity lager is kicking my ass. Yes, it sure enough is. Starting off this set was Old Country Death with Old Country Death Song. And following them was The Funeral and the Twilight with Now She Is Mine to Keep. And I want to send a big fat thank you to The Funeral and the Twilight for sending me a CD, a cassette, and some motherfucking vinyl. And they sent it UPS. You motherfuckers are okay in my book. Following them was the Gun Hands with Mama Loves Jesus. I am a fan of the Gun Hands. Show enough, motherfuckers. Alright, the other day, folks, I was short on money. And I was wanting to get a buzz. So I wanted to go to the local tavern. So what I did was, I dressed up like a girl. Because, you know, you get a bunch of old men fucking drunk and they're going to buy chicks beer all night long or buy whatever they want to drink. So I dressed up like a girl, you know, all 6'3", 250 pounds of me. So I'm drinking all night and this man's buying me fucking drink after drink after drink. And, so this dude's buying me shot after shot and drink after drink and all that good stuff. And, I don't know what the fuck happened. I think he put some date rape in my drug. Because I pass out. And next thing I know, I wake up in this motherfucker's bed, and he's fucking me. So, I did what any heterosexual male that dresses up like a woman to get free drinks would do. I act like I was still passed out and let him finish, and that was that. That motherfucker.
In your eye, and I don't care if it don't solve a goddamn thing. And so we stray tight corners, we fight and we pray till the road that was is blown all to hell, probably by us. It's been a long on my pages, fingers stained, and now my heart is still pumping across my face. How the days engrave.
like the hills as they rise, like the stones crippling under your feet, like the dead open skies. One damn time you need something to drink.
Hey y'all, this is Maddie. You know, Maddie effin' Cash. And that was the 357 String Band with... You know, who gives a rat's ass? If this was my show, I'd be playing some Sugarland right now.
Thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Ginny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
Suit with a bow. in the lobby the way I sell hot meat. Hot rats, hot cats, hot ricks, hot roots, hot suits, hot six, hot meat, hot rats.
Ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I was slipping and sliding around. I was slipping and she led me in the back door with the chickens and the hound. I was slipping and sliding around. I don't want my mama to know. I don't want my mama to know just how close I have stood to the devil below. I don't want my mama to know. Seeing the big man made it out to New Orleans. Never made it out to New Orleans. It ain't so pretty here in Georgia. All my friends are chained to me. Never made it out to New Orleans. I don't ask nobody what they've done. I don't ask nobody what they've done. I don't ask and they don't tell. Just take that bitter pill. I don't ask nobody what they've done. Man, I wish I was traveling down that old fair weather highway. Girl in every sleepy town. Seeing a big man make the little girl cry. We'll be right back.
friends, and before I introduce who was on this set, I just want to remind y'all, any of you folks out there want to introduce me and my show, just call 206-339-8419. Say whatever the fuck you want. You can say, Donnie fucking Cash has a little cock, and you're listening to his bitch-ass show. I'll play it. I'll play whatever the fuck you say. You can say something about my mother smoking meth and jerking off whomever. I don't give a fuck. I will play what you say. Just so you folks know, I'm sipping on some Steel Reserve. It'll be my second this evening. And I don't care what the fuck you say, Mr. Joey fuck up. Steel Reserves tastes way better than Four Loko. Four Loko is nasty. You must have the gut of a billy goat. Alright. So, starting off this set was GCDC with God Damn. Great fucking song. I do like GCDC. Following that was Cadillac Bill and the Creepin' Bent with Willie the Pimp. And ending this set was Randy Weeks with Big Man Make the Little Girl Cry. Hell yes. I agree with that totally. Anybody make a gal cry is a big man in my book. This Steel Reserve just tastes absolutely splendid. Well, how'd y'all enjoy my show last week with Darren D, the founder from Farmageddon Records? They are going to take over, I do believe. Thank you, Darren, for being on my show. I appreciate it. Let's get in this next set, shall we? Well, okay.
all night, sleep all day, got no money.
Everybody now.
Work all night, sleep all day, got no money anyway. I'll work all night, sleep all day.
She's with. They're attracted to the one thing about her that's different from themselves. Her life force. It is very strong. It gives off its own illumination. It is a light that implies life and memory of love and home and earthly pleasures. Something they desperately desire, but can't have anymore. Right now, she's the closest thing to that.
Welcome to my shanty. Drop by and
You're Aslo the lion?
Lie man. Half lion, half man.
So you mean you're...
My father, Siegfried, boinked a lion. But, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Walked out the door. You know, I never thought she'd ever really leave. And I told her so. I thought no matter what I do, she'd not have the nerve. Now I'm drinking. Thinner and thinner as my talk gets slurred. Once we're so happy, it's now a blur.
Steel Reserve's feeling mighty fine, I must say. Well, last episode I said something about Joey Fuckup. And speaking of Joey Fuckup, he's got a new show called Cheap Beer and Barbecue. I do believe that it is on blip.tv. So get over there and check him out. Joey Fuckup is super knowledgeable when it comes to giving facts about the music he plays. And he's an alcoholic, and he's funny. Not to mention, I think he might be fag. But don't hold that against him. You know, I still got a lot of love for the guy. You know, he gives a terrific hand job. Yes, he does. Also, check out Blue Ribbon Radio, which is on blip.tv also. Chris Miller, he's a fucking drunk and his liver hates him. But dude puts up a good show and he knows his music. Those two folks right there, I support them to the fullest. Alright, still sipping on the Steel Reserve. And let me ask you folks this. How come the cheaper the beer you drink, the looser the stool? You know, I drink all this high gravity lager and this cheap fucking beer. And when I take a shit, there is no consistency to it. I can shit through a fucking screen door. Do you hear me? That is how loose my stool is. And no, it has nothing to do with the years of abuse that my colon has taken from my grandfather, my Uncle Doug, my Uncle Bud, my grandfather's brother Frank, Fred, Bob, and Butch, and my neighbor, Mr. Dithers, my other neighbor, Mr. Plimbeck, my shop teacher, the librarian, the janitor, my Boy Scout leader, Tom Smith, my baseball coach, my mom's first boyfriend, Guy, and my cousin Johnny. Anyways, starting off this set right here was the Blind Cats with Work All Night. I remember back in the day when I had to work all night at the truck stop. No, I wasn't no fucking cashier. I was a lot lizard. I had to pay my way through college. So, don't look down upon me. Please don't. I am not gay. Following that was the Young Brothers with Redneck Paradise. Any place that serves Pabst Blue Ribbon, in my book, is a redneck paradise. And ending this set was Eugene Chrysler with Drinking My Dinner. I've sacrificed many meals to sip on some malt liquor. So, I can relate to that song. So, I don't know. Shall we get the next set, or shall we talk about something here? How about we talk about something? Any of you listeners out there remember your first kiss? Yeah, I do too. How about your first, I don't know, your first time you fingered someone? You remember that? I know I do. First time I ever fingered someone, it was so delightful. And I still remember them. First person I ever fingered was myself. Ooh, did it feel good?
Shining free. You call on the phone just slash my tires in the middle of the night. When I say black, you always say white. Why? Wish the day didn't know what you're right inside.
Run, run.
Every time you go,
run, run.
Every face you see,
run, run.
Every time you look,
run, run.
Ride through me. My gypsy soldier shining free. I'll never be happy in just one town. I'll drive all day till the sun goes down. When I feel out of luck, just look around. I'll always live free, never be tied down.
Run, run.
Every town you go,
run, run.
Every face you see,
run, run.
Every time you look,
run, run.
Ride through me.
The devil don't change. Devil changes you.
I guess this river comes out somewhere, don't it? That's where we're going. Somewhere. Look, we don't want any trouble here. You know something? You're right. We're lost.
I don't know where in hell we are.
To the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Oh, without doing wrong. To grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me, what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through? So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking in
the fiery.
Shit, we're back. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't know he was on air. Well, starting off his set was a little No Dice with Gypsy Soul. How gins like that? I did. Following them was a group that sent me a CD, and I do appreciate it. Eve Hell and the Razors with Drinking with the Devil. Let me tell you folks this. I will drink with anybody. Do you hear me? Any fucking body. As long as they're buying. If they're buying, I'm drinking. And ending this set was a great, great, great fucking song by The Devil Makes Three called Old Number Seven. I love that song, and I love that fucking drink.
There's a whole lot of talk about loving, but let me tell you how I'm feeling. Loving may keep the whole world turning.
Money greases the wheels. I said, money greases the wheels.
Well, the one time
these two brothers were floating down the river on a raft. One brother fell in the water. The other brother, he just laughed and said, I'll save you for a dollar and a half.
Well, there's a whole lot of talk about loving, but let me tell you how I feel. Loving may keep the whole world turning.
Money greases the wheels. I said,
money greases the wheels.
Well, a long time ago, this outlaw, he robbed, killed, and stole. His girlfriend heard about the reward. She went to the sheriff and told, and got $10,000 in gold.
Well, there's a whole lot of talk about loving, but let me tell you how I feel. Loving may keep the whole world turning.
Money greases the wheels. I said,
money greases the wheels.
Shooting craps, he lost all his money and his baby. But when he won his money back, he got 10 new babies on his lap.
Well, there's a whole lot of talk about loving, but let me tell you how I feel. Loving may keep the whole world turning.
Money greases the wheels. I said,
money greases the wheels. Well, there's a whole lot of talk about loving.
I said,
money greases the wheels. We did a whole lot of talk about loving, but let me tell you how I feel.
Oh my God, was that Ferlin Husky? I don't know. You tell me, neighbor. How about we go ahead and get in this last set? Here it is, bitches!
She's hot. She goes to college. She works at a crap shack like this with losers like me and you. What does that tell you? Just off the top of your head.
She's got low standards?
Exactly.
use that to your advantage before she figures it out, all right? Because she will, I'm telling you.
Cold, lonesome winter, I've seen enough of you. Endless days of gray sky, I've had it with you too. Camping out near Knoxville, that's where you fell for me. Well, my home is in Chicago, but my heart's in Tennessee. As I turn the lights out, a vision I can see. A cabin in the mountains, and you right next to me. It all seems far away, dear. Your love has gone so cold, like the wind outside my window, impossible to hold. Cold, lonesome winter, I've seen enough of you. Endless days of gray sky, I've had it with you too. An hour west of Nashville, we loved so tenderly. Yeah, my home is in Chicago, but my heart's in Tennessee. I miss our days together, as arm in arm we'd roam. Down the valleys, through the rivers, each new place was our home. If only you remember the love that we both felt, then maybe like a snowball, your heart would surely melt. Cold, lonesome winter, I've seen enough of you. Endless days of gray sky, I've had it with you too. Making plans in Memphis, that's where we're meant to be. Yeah, my home is in Chicago, but my heart's in Tennessee. Well, my home is in Chicago, but my heart's in Tennessee.
And Terrence is in the handicap stall with his pants around his ankles.
Adam. That is why I don't drink.
Oh, God, that's why I love you,
honey.
Hey,
I don't want to break up the good time here, but, I just saw two boys raping a sixth grade.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Raping.
Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I'm just kidding. Hey, you mind if I pony up in here?
Oh, sure. Have a seat. I don't know if you've met everybody yet or not, but let's get some introductions.
I know this piece of shit. You racist ass.
Okay. Well, that was Mrs. Mahalik. She teaches civics. And, of course, you already know Miss Buchanan. And then we got Mr. Nesbitt, our drama teacher.
When you kiss me, baby, my heart beats like a train.
starting off this set was Nick Krause and his Austin Torpedoes with Dying's More Common. And that's off his CD, Long Winding Stretches. And that CD was kind of a surprise to me. It just came in the mail out of nowhere. You know, I didn't contact them or nothing. They just sent it. And I do appreciate shit like that. Thank you, Nick Krause. And thank your Austin Torpedoes. Following them was the Possum Hollow Boys with My Home's in Chicago, But My Heart's in Tennessee. Very good CD. I do enjoy listening to the Possum Hollow Boys. And ending this set was Chili and the Barracudas. And they sent me a CD from Austria. All I can say is, hell fucking yes. And that song was Part-Time Lover. Well, I do believe that's the end of my show. I hope you folks have enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed doing it because I got to drink some high-gravity lager and get a little buzz while I'm doing it. So, I think we will end the show with another song off Hank 3's CD, Rebel Within. And it is called Getting Drunk and Falling Down, which is something I know very well. If you folks haven't got Hank 3's new CD, please go get it. It is fucking phenomenal. You know, when Hank 3 had one more album to do after Damn Right Rebel Proud, and then he'd be done with Curb Records, I figured he'd give him something shitty. You know, a lot of his B-side shit, stuff he wasn't going to put on a CD. But he didn't. And this CD is fucking amazing. I can't believe he gave Curb this CD that is fucking awesome as his last CD. I hope Curb is fucking sucking his own cock in disgust, you know, because he is losing something very special and losing a tremendous artist that has found a new genre of music and he's leading the way. Hank 3, you have got me into liking country music, and I thank you. So, I am Donnie fucking Cash with a reputation for the obscene. And that's going to be it for the White Trash Revival. Motherfuckers! Woo! Oh, please be gentle, Uncle Doug.
It's not my first time.
stay on the good side of the tracks. But my friend Billy Joe's done got me drinking back out of the paper.